This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. For today's show, we'll be visiting with our friend from the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Vickery. For our September visit, Joyce and I talked about how school meals have changed over the years and how dairy is included in those meals in more ways than just the milk carton.
Back in 2010, what they aimed to do is kind of balance out school meals with what decided as far as the dietary guidelines for Americans. So that meant that basically they were encouraging fruits and vegetables. Schools are oftentimes required during a week's time to serve some type of dried beans or legumes. And whole grains, lean proteins, and then when we're talking about milk, the preference is that milk be low fat. So if it's unflavored, schools can serve 1% unflavored milk. If it is a flavored milk, then that means it has to be fat-free. So if they're drinking a chocolate milk, strawberry milk at school, then that means it is a fat-free milk product. So those are just a few of the changes that have gone on.
And I want to talk a little bit more, other than the milk that's served with the school lunches, it's been a while since I've had a hot lunch, so to say, at a grade school or a high school. And I imagine for some of our listeners, if their kids are grown or they don't have kids, they might not know either. So could you maybe give us some examples of the food that's included in a school lunch?
Sure. And obviously they have changed over the years. It looks quite different than what I was served in school. So some typical meals might include veggie burgers with cheese. French fries, however, if they're served in the school meal, they're baked and usually not fried. And I mentioned beans are something that needs to be included on a weekly basis, so it may have something like baked beans. And then the trend is also, instead of maybe having a little dessert, like I know we used to have like cherry crisp or coffee cake or something like that, oftentimes that is a fresh fruit, so you might have something like an apple. For another example would be grilled chicken served over romaine salad, topped with a little bit of shredded cheese and tomatoes, a whole grain roll, and then grapes. So does that sound different than what your school lunch was?
It does. It is a little bit healthier, it sounds like. And you mentioned the apple crisp or something. That was always a staple, some piece of dessert. So now, as you said, sounds like fresh fruit
is taking that slot. Yeah, oftentimes it does.
Well, and, you know, I want to talk a little bit more about the dairy that's included, because oftentimes I think only, you know, you have your milk and that is the main item. But are they incorporating dairy in other ways as well?
They really are. And, of course, you're right. We've always had that carton of milk, be it lunch or breakfast, that is a component of school meals. And there is a reason for that. Of course, milk is a powerhouse of nutrients. So many important nutrients, calcium and vitamin D for strong bones and teeth, protein and so many other nutrients. But there are different ways that schools are now incorporating dairy. So at breakfast time, you may see something like a yogurt parfait. So fresh fruit layered with yogurt and topped with granola. Or even a smoothie that is made with either milk or yogurt and some type of frozen fruit. Veggie dip, oftentimes that is made with something like Greek yogurt and some seasonings, and that's used, again, to help dip vegetables. Cheese has always been a favorite, so there's probably a lower-fat alternative macaroni and cheese available, but they also serve things like string cheese and cottage cheese as well. And then some high schools, I don't think any local high schools do, but in our St. Louis area, we've had some high schools that have actually started coffee bars, so that instead of the kids going to the local restaurant or something like Starbucks to get their coffee, they can actually come to school and have their latte or have a smoothie before school gets started.
Interesting. Definitely did not have that in high school that I went to. And also talking about the dairy side of things, when we talk about milk, you had mentioned there's strawberry milk in different flavors. Now, a lot of the time when I think of flavored milk, I think, oh, that can't be as healthy as the regular stuff. There's too much sugar, etc. So is it really just as healthy, or is there a big difference?
Well, you may be surprised to learn that it really does not contain a lot of extra sugar. You know, when we look at milk in its natural form, it does already contain some natural sugar. That's called lactose, and that's found in all milk. And usually when they make a flavored milk, of course, they balance out the flavor with a little bit more extra sugar. But if you look at a child's diet overall, only about 3% of added sugars to the child's diet actually come from flavored milk products. Most of it usually comes from things like soda, fruit drinks, and those types of foods do account for at least half of the sugar content of a child's diet. So there is some added sugar, but we have to remember that milk and dairy foods provide so many important nutrients that it just kind of balances things out, and chocolate milk can still be part of a healthy diet.
Well, that's probably some comforting news to parents then for those kiddos that like to drink the flavored milk. And actually, there's a World Milk Day coming up later this month.
It is, and I don't know how much it is celebrated here in the United States, but it does kind of focus the attention to milk and dairy foods. You know, in other countries, milk is a commodity that maybe they don't see a lot. But again, it is valued so much because of its nutrient content. So it is celebrated. And I'm glad we live here in the United States where we have milk readily available to us, because some other countries do not have that. So we have a real benefit here in the United States.
And what day of the month is that on?
Actually, it's going to be this year. It's on September the 28th.
And Joyce, you work for the St. Louis Dairy Council, and I know we've touched on this briefly before, but the Dairy Council does do some work with schools throughout the area and St. Louis. So maybe share with us some of the things that you do and the projects that you get the kids involved with.
Well, I do want to mention our Dollars for Dairy grant. This is the grant we have specifically for school nutrition for the cafeteria, and we award the grants one time each year. And just this past year, we did award and a grant to Hillsborough schools. Both their high school and junior high will be starting a smoothie program so the kids can enjoy a smoothie at breakfast time. So we're very happy about that. And then also another local school that received some funding is Jerseyville. And they are going to be doing a milk vending program so that milk is available, and again, primarily for any student, but available for athletes after when they are finished practicing after school. So that's something that we're really excited about. And we do throughout the year have periodic programs we offer. Currently, our Make It Yours program is available for schools, and including cafeteria staff. And that's a unique poster program because schools can customize the poster for their school name, team mascot, and also for a school color. We provide four of those without cost. So schools can go on our website and check that out if they're interested.
Well, that sounds like some great activities, and great to hear that you've been able to award some local schools those grants. Always great to hear. Joyce, anything else that you'd like to mention? Or, as always, where can listeners go to find out more information?
They can visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. And also, please remember, we do have a Facebook page, STL Dairy Council.
And once again, our good friend Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.